fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the third day of November. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage everybody to consider spring planting of kudzu. It's an invasive species. It's kudzu, Kilo Uniform Delta Zebra Uniform Kudzu. You get down south, places like Georgia, you'll see you could drive for miles at 70 miles an hour and see entire hillside just covered mile after mile with kudzu. It's an invasive species. It's a vine. Roundup won't kill it. Fire won't kill it. That's the bad part. The good part, the entire plant is edible by human beings. It is. Restaurants, I just got a note from my engineer earlier this morning. There's a restaurant in Austin, Texas that serves kudzu soup. The entire plant is edible. It's a starchy, nutritious food. It will grow anywhere. Rocky hillsides where nothing else of any consequence will grow, certainly nothing you can eat, will grow. Kudzu will grow. You can get seeds and get books on the cultivation and preparation of kudzu for eating at Amazon.com. I think my Under John Survival and Tactical Gear may have some listed there. I'm not positive. It's been a while since I looked at that. Regardless, be cautious. If you do decide to plant kudzu and it gets away from you and gets in your neighbor's property, you're going to have a very angry neighbor because it is. Most people don't like it, although some people find it attractive. It's regarded as a nuisance plant by most people most of the time. Point being, it could save a lot of lives. In a long-term severe crisis, kudzu could save a lot of lives. That's why that is your prepper tip of the day. We were hoping that Dr. Phil Myers would call in. Apparently he has not yet. When he does, we will have him on and we'll talk about health-related matters. So, yes. Let's go to my website. My website is thelibertyman.com. Very top, we got a banner. This is written by a warning written by my friend Professor McKinney. Is La Palma about to fall into the sea? Well, Palma is over there in the Canary Islands, just off the west coast of Africa. It's a Spanish territory, popular vacation spot. I recall when I was in elementary school, one of my neighbor's families, they went to the Canary Islands for vacation one year. Beautiful place. Also, as far as North America is concerned, a very dangerous place. In the past, earthquakes have caused landslides of rock and dirt into the Atlantic Ocean. Now we're talking thousands of tons of rock and dirt that caused a tidal wave, what many people now call a tsunami, that took out the east coast of North America, Canada, and the United States. Just wiped it out. That's what's happened in the past. Now, Professor McCanny says the same tidal wave tsunami would also have damage to Portugal, France, the British Isles, Iceland, Greenland, and so forth. This would be quite an event. Now, this wave, this tidal wave slash tsunami, would move across the Atlantic Ocean at the speed of sound, taking no more than 8 hours to make that trip across the Atlantic Ocean. That's not much warning. It's no warning at all, considering we've got just in north in that eastern seaboard of the United States, about 80 million people, plus all the folks in Canada on their eastern seaboard. Obviously, clearly, even with 8 hours warning, 80 million people are not going to evacuate. That's simply not going to happen. So you need to be aware of this. I am aware of men who have self-evacuated already from the East Coast because of their knowledge. They work for the Department of Defense. What you do is up to you. That's your decision. It is your decision. And you need to read the warning. When I was talking to Professor McCanny about this, I said, Jim, you need to check this out. He wasn't aware of it. So he did. And what he found is what I found, is that the earthquakes happening there in the magnitude and number have never happened before in the magnitude and number that they're happening now since they've kept records. It's a scary thing. It really is a scary thing. The tidal wave would literally wash over Florida. Literally wash over the entire state of Florida. Damage on the east coast of the United States would be up to the Blue Ridge Parkway and so forth. The Blue Ridge Parkway is a scenic highway that runs north-south on the edge of the Appalachian Mountains there. Popular to, especially this time of year, very popular tourist attraction. People like to make that drive and see all the different beautiful colors of the leaves of the trees. 100 miles from the Atlantic Ocean, by the way. Sometimes a little closer, sometimes a little farther, but typically 100 miles from the ocean. That's where 80 million people live. Moving down from there, we got just to the right of me in my tiger stripes here on the running board of a deuce and a half truck. We've got field training exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. You want a date? You got a date. 14 months from now, almost to the day. 14 months. Beginning a couple of years ago, when people asked this question, John, when's it going to happen? It could be any number of things. John, when's it going to happen? I started saying 3 p.m. tomorrow. I've come to understand the people that ask that question, almost without exception, are the ones who aren't prepared to deal with whatever might be coming at us. I say almost without exception because that's an accurate statement. So I came up with this little program, giving a specific date, and you get your choice to pick one or more of the following events to get ready for. Number one, economic collapse leading civil disorder. Number two, World War III. Number three, rapid onset violent earth changes. Four, widespread terrorist attacks. And number five, natural or man-made EMP. Now, natural EMP, of course, is charged particles. It's called a coronal mass ejection, charged particles coming at us from our sun. That's what natural EMP means. EMP is electromagnetic pulse. I would say 5% or less of the adults in this country have a comprehensive understanding of what EMP is, what it can do, what it can't do. I think that's a pretty accurate statement. If you're part of that 95%, you need to get up to speed. You really need to. Yeah, my website is a free download. Let's scroll down here. Here it is. You have to go down a little bit farther on the right side. EMP Commission Executive Report 2008. This is the report from the executive report is condensed. It's only 300 something pages. The report prepared by the scientists and engineers appointed by the federal government to determine and report what EMP can do and what it cannot do. Keep in mind when you read it the following. When it came to testing cars and trucks, they were on a tight budget and they were not allowed to run a full strength pulse against modern cars and trucks. They ran a reduced pulse. That's not in the report what they did and how they did it or why they did it. They ran a reduced size pulse, which caused some minor damage, things like the electric motors for the windows and those kind of ancillary things that don't make the car run one way or the other. When Dr. Pryor was a guest on my show, he did mention that specifically. My belief is that modern cars and trucks will be either severely damaged or completely wiped out in terms of running without replacement components, which these days means computers. These cars, almost all these modern automobiles and trucks, I should say, have computers built into them, and other electronics as well. Even the transmissions of these modern cars have electronics built into them, if you can believe that. I was shocked when I first heard that a number of years ago. That's the way it is. Having an automobile or a truck that runs after an EMP could seriously be a matter of life and death. Having one of the very few cars or trucks that runs is going to make you a target. People will attempt to steal that from you, possibly even murder you, to get their hands on an operating motor vehicle. That's how serious it would be. Long term, the petroleum refineries, oil refineries, will be out of business. So whatever fuel you've got is what you got. And granted, if you've got a 1972 or earlier, 1972 was the last model year for American cars and trucks that did not have electronic ignition. They had points condenser ignition. So if you've got an older vehicle, car, truck, or even motorcycle, 1972 or earlier, whatever fuel you've got is what you got, keeping in mind that all the cars and trucks that don't run will have fuel in them that you could salvage and make use of. It's not going to be of any use to the person who owns that car or truck, is it? Once the fuel's gone, it's gone. You're not going to set up a portable refinery in your backyard. However, you could set up a alcohol production system, a still, as we call them, to make your own alcohol. There's a number of ways to do that. This is something that mankind has been doing for millennium, is making your own alcohol. And these older cars and trucks especially will run on homemade alcohol. Burns really clean, by the way. The U.S. government, in their own studies, they say that 12 months after a nationwide power grid down situation, 9 out of 10 Americans will be dead. That's worse than nuclear war. Seriously. Nuclear war would be pretty limited because the enemy would want to have intact agricultural real estate to take over, intact infrastructure to take over, the highways, the railroads, the locks and dams, the airports, all those things. They don't want to destroy, no more than absolutely possible, necessary, so they can take over our country and make use of existing infrastructure. With EMP, they have all that. All the existing infrastructure is damaged with replaceable electronics being damaged, but otherwise, the road, the highways, bridges, dams, railroads, locks and dams, airports are all ready to use once the electronics are repaired, if they, assuming there are electronics and whatever I just mentioned. The perfect weapon doesn't damage the major parts of the infrastructure that's expensive and difficult and takes a lot of time to replace. Well, it kills off all the Americans that they don't want here anyway. Sounds like a real win-win situation for our enemies, doesn't it? What's going to happen tomorrow? Antifa is planning protests in about a dozen American cities. Unless Antifa has help from Black Lives Matter, MS-13, communists. Of course, the Antifa is communist also. I believe it'll be a big zero, big nothing. That's my belief, based on what I've seen. Antifa is not big enough or powerful enough to do very much by themselves. If they combine forces with Black Lives Matter, communists, MS-13, the Muslims, then absolutely, they could cause a lot of serious problems. No doubt whatsoever. Of course, they could cause a lot of serious problems. My advice is to stay away from large gatherings tomorrow. If you don't need to be in a big city, don't be there. Be sure you got a bug-out plan if that becomes necessary. I don't know how far these people will go or what their resources are. I really don't. I'm concerned enough to issue this warning, however, to have a plan A and a plan B. If you live in one of the cities where these demonstrations are planned, you need to be extra cautious. In fact, you might consider packing up the family heirlooms and just leaving for the weekend. When I say family heirlooms, that would be photographs that can't be replaced, important documents that can't be replaced, birth certificates, insurance papers, mortgage papers, whatever it might be, all those things, car, automobile titles. And just take a 2-day vacation. Take off tonight and come back Sunday. You can always get another house, but you only get one life. If your home is in a place in close proximity to where these protests are taking place, you may be wise to just jump ship and return when the demonstrations are over. It could be a fun weekend. Just get off and do something. Take those irreplaceable things with you. Family photographs and important documents. Or you might decide to stay there and defend your premises. Depending on who you are, what your resources are, the situation at hand, that might be an option for you also. A friend of mine I've known since, about 1994, I guess. He lives in Ferguson with his family. He evacuated his family and stayed to guard the family home that was the main family asset. Another family I know, husband and the almost adult teenage son, they stayed to defend their home in Ferguson while the rest of the family evacuated to their country home in the Ozarks. And so forth. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
For the the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 3rd day of November. I was just, during the break, I was looking at an interesting article, totally off topic. Apparently, the current land speed record is 2 miles faster than the speed of sound. I'm shocked. Speed of sound is 761 miles per hour at sea level. The current land speed record is 763 miles an hour. And, of course, there's people that want to break that. One of the next attempts is going to be Diamond Valley in Nevada. This vehicle looks like a jet fighter to me. Looks like an F-16 with some little wheels mounted on the back end of it. It looks like an F-16. I'm not sure what this thing is. Maybe the side view of it here, it's hard to see if it's got the stubby wings of an F-15 or not. It's got the tail fin of a jet fighter. It's got the configuration overall of a jet fighter. Pretty amazing. I'm not so sure I'd want to do that. I've done some scary, exciting things in my life, but going the speed of the sound 10 feet above the ground has never been in the interest that I've held. They probably have an ejection seat built into this thing that would safely eject the driver if things went wrong. Pretty incredible. Now the article says here that the speed limit was set, speed limit of 1,500 miles per hour. I what little bit of reading I did in the article, they didn't mention going that fast. They are hoping to hit the 1,000 mile mark. It says, I think there may have been a mistake in where the decimal point was. Well, it does say in the article that they promised the Bureau of Land Management, who apparently has control of this property, that they would not go faster than 1,500 miles an hour in their vehicle. Well, it's apparently if they can go 763 miles an hour, it's less than 300 miles an hour to get to 1,000 miles an hour. Breathtaking, absolutely breathtaking. If these guys want to do that, God bless them. It's a very dangerous activity, in my opinion, and I'm not sure what the payoff is. Well, getting back to my website and Field Training Exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. I want to encourage people to get ready. That's the whole purpose of this exercise. I'm not setting a date for anything to happen. I'm giving a date for people to get prepared for an event of their own choosing. Now, my advice is, I list here four things. Number one, get your spiritual house in order. Very, very important, not optional. Number two, acquire the skills that you will need. Number three, establish and work with your team. And number four, establish your quote-unquote safe haven. Very important. Below that, I encourage people to get yourself a spiral notebook, make a master list of all the goals, dedicate one page for each goal, and then incrementally check off each goal from your master list as you move forward. That's what I did in preparation for Y2K. I still have the notebook. I look at it occasionally. Maybe once a year I'll pull it out just to refresh my memory about all the things we did 18 years ago, 19 years ago. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. All right, we are back. Listen, gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the third day of November. People tell me there's a lot at my website, and there is. There's a lot there. And of course, I've had this website for quite a few years. My webmaster, Tim Spencer, worked with me to get these things posted. I had good news yesterday from Amazon. They had a change in their policies about associate selling, and I got clarification that everything I've got is still good to go under John's survival and tactical gear. If you got a few minutes and you're interested in the kind of things that John Moore would have in a yard sale if he had one, a lot of those things would be listed there for sale under John's survival and tactical gear, the things that I actually do own and things that I would own if I could. All listed there under John's survival and tactical gear. That section still needs some work. We need to consolidate and have all the things that are similar listed together. All the boots should be together. All the optics should be together and so forth to make it easier for people to find stuff. And that hasn't happened yet. I look forward to having that happen so people can more easily find the things that they need. It's a fun section. Of course, also my website are energy cleaners. No apologies. I sell energy cleaners. I've sold more energy cleaners than anybody that works with Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer. A healing device. a marvelous healing device. If you have arthritis pain, it will probably help. Joint pain, it will help. Back pain, same thing. Not getting a great night's sleep, what are you waiting for? Sleep is not optional, is it? I don't believe so. Only $285 shipping included, American zip codes. Keep in mind, I offer me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's my personal guarantee to you, 30-day money-back guarantee. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner. It's a great combination. They're very comfortable. They're washable. I think you'll really like them. All the details are at my website. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal. I really like PayPal. It's the most, I use PayPal all the time myself. It's the most secure way to make any payment online. And with PayPal, you can now make payments if you live in the USA and need to spread that dollar amount out among a few months. Toll-free our line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, the order line for energy cleaners and mattress pads, 800-592-9543. We open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. Call number is 800-313-9443. I did my first paid professional preparedness consultation 40 years ago, the summer of 1977, 40 years ago. A couple flew their airplane, their airplane. They didn't fly commercial. They flew their airplane from Nevada to where I was there in the Farmington, Missouri area. And we used a conference room in a law firm that I was doing some work with at the time. And we did a consultation. It took all morning. They got a lot out of it. I got a lot out of it. And that was my first consultation. I'm still doing them. If you go to my website, you can see there on the right side where it says professional consultations and keynote presentations. This past weekend, I was in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, doing a preparedness seminar that my sponsor had paid for to bring me down there. My sponsor is now talking about having me down to Hattiesburg again in the not-too-distant future to do another presentation. If you'd like me to come to your community and do a presentation for your friends and family, your church, your community, the public, I'd be glad to do so. The details are right there under professional consultations and keynote presentations, or just a private consultation for your family. It doesn't have to be a public matter. It can be a private consultation. I do those. All the details are right there at my website at thelibertyman.com under professional consultations and keynote presentations. As most of you know, I was in Prague, Czech Republic this past summer. I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize for my work. Most of that was based on my DVD titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. A 2-DVD set for sale at my website. You scroll down pretty far down the right side to get to that section where it says John's Videos. Just above, a little bit above the rocket stove for sale. I need to get Sky Huddleston on here to talk about the rocket stove. It's getting to be that time of year, isn't it? Now that's a special product. You can find a number of rocket stoves for sale on the internet, and I'm sure they're good units on one hand. On the other, none of them do what Skye's does. His rocket stove, you can use your choice of either wood pellets or just plain old sticks and twigs. There's no place to put firewood in there in the normal sense of the word, because the firebox is about as big as 4 packs of cigarettes. Not 4 cartons, 4 packs of cigarettes. That's about the size of the firebox. So you can put little sticks and twigs in there and really generate a lot of heat. Or you can use the wood pellets and set it up to burn overnight. And it'll go for 8 to 10 hours with that load of wood pellets and that hopper that goes with the rocket stove. But my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, is for sale there under John's videos at my website at thelibertyman.com. Need to check that out. You really do. I shipped one yesterday. I'm shipping another one today. I had lunch with a friend. He's visiting from Germany yesterday. He bought two of them from me at lunch. I've shipped these all over the planet, literally all over the planet. Now, the first disc has been copyright violated, and it's on YouTube. It's no secret. I don't believe the second disc has yet. And with YouTube taking away the money incentive to do that kind of thing, there's been a dramatic decrease in copyright violations. And people can't figure out how to make any money on it. Why do that, right? So, another project at my website. And this is a project that involves all you listeners out there. Our most recent, this project involves movies and TV shows, primarily movies and TV shows, that have images of continents with new coastlines. I had an inkling, I had an idea that when one of my listeners found that image in the TV show Highway Patrol this past January, I had an idea that if it's in one movie, it's going to be in 20. If it's in 20, it's going to be in 40. That's turning out to be the case. It really is. Now, the first image was about 3 years ago. One of my listeners found these images in the 1972 movie Godfather. Then the next image, we went for 2.5 years or so, almost 3 years without any new movies. But when my listener found Highway Patrol, one of the episodes had this image. That was off to the races. That changed everything. That's when I started encouraging people to be looking for these images. If you find one yourself on a movie or TV show, get that screen capture to me. And as a thank you, you get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs. And it's been a lot of fun. There's a serious aspect to this, though. These images are there for a reason. You know, when it comes to especially modern films, which cost tens of millions of dollars to produce, nothing's in there by accident. Now, these modern films I'm talking about here's obviously The Vatican, which was hugely successful, a trilogy of 3 films. We've got Superman, Hunger Games, A Beautiful Mind, Superman Returns, the TV series NCIS, hugely popular, massively popular, and others. The list continues to grow. The most recent one we have posted is a science fiction film from 1957 titled The Night the Earth Exploded. It's a B-grade science fiction film, and it's clearly, absolutely clearly, the Navy map that they've got there on the wall behind this actor. Now, nothing's left to chance in these major Hollywood productions. Now, The Night the Earth Exploded was a B-grade science fiction film. It didn't spend tens of millions of dollars on that. It had a relatively small budget, even for that point in time. But the image is there nonetheless. Here's what I tell people. From the moment that doctor held you upside down and smacked your bare butt when you were born, everything you've seen, heard, tasted, or touched is part of your subconscious. Everything is still there. You may not have a conscious memory of it, but it is part of your subconscious, including all these films. Films that I would not be a flippant statement to say between these films and TV shows that hundreds of millions of people have seen these films and TV shows. You know, can you call yourself an American and not have seen the Godfather trilogy, at least one of the 3? Hunger Games, NCIS. know, seriously. They picked the winners. Now, some of these early films were not winners. I mean, whoever heard of the film, The Night the Earth Exploded? Come on, you know, give me a break. But these other films and TV shows, they're winners. That literally, over the past 60 years, we had an explosion beginning in 1957, apparently, because we've now got two movies and a TV show that all date 1957. Tens of millions, hundreds of millions of Americans have seen these TV shows and movies. And these memories of seeing these maps, which they weren't conscious of because they're in the background, typically. They're in the background. They play no role whatsoever in the topic of the film itself or the TV show. But they're there, and they're in your subconscious. When the violent earth changes kick in, and these things are really happening, there's going to be a remembrance in your subconscious of these maps. That's what's going to be there. I'm not sure exactly what the psychological impact of that is. I'm not a psychologist, don't pretend to be. I know there is an impact. I know it is important. If it wasn't important, why would they go to the trouble having these maps in these films and TV shows? Of course it's important. And there's powerful men and women behind this. It comes these major film productions out of Hollywood. Nothing is on that screen without design and intent. Nothing. Now, I recall as a boy seeing B-grade westerns where there'd be a contrail from a jet in the background. But when it comes to these modern major motion pictures, nothing is left to chance. Every scene, every frame of that scene is carefully edited and carefully gone over to make sure that everything's in there that they want to be in there and nothing's in there that they don't want to be in there. That's the way it's done. Now, Rick, you hear Rick call in. Rick, if you're listening, good morning. Rick is making a collage of these maps. It's costing him a little bit of money. The collage is going to go on the wall of his garage. I expect to get a photograph of that collage, a collage of these maps of showing continents with his new coastlines that are posted at my website. And he just found out yesterday he needs another. He's making another one from this 1957 movie, The Night the Earth Exploded. I only watched the first few minutes of it. I may get some discretionary time to look at the whole thing. Because a map appeared in the first two minutes of the film. The map bounced up there. I'm thinking about a different film. There was another related film. We have not got the image posted yet. And we hope to do that soon. It's a similar film. If you have discretionary time to watch films and TV shows, keep a sharp eye out. You know, you need to do that. Keep a sharp eye out for maps of continents with new coastlines. You know, we want to keep expanding this list. My friend Professor McCanny says we need to be looking at films, especially science fiction from the 30s and 40s. You don't find many talkies before 1936. That was pretty much the year that the talkies really burst into the scene. So it's something that people can do that they do anyway. I'm not asking you to do something you don't already do. We have a lot of people who have the hobby of watching films and movies from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a fine hobby. Doesn't cost you anything. And it's an interesting look at the way life was in the 50s, the way life was in the 40s and in the 30s, the culture, the attire people wore, the vehicles they drove, the lifestyle they had. And people look at that and they think, well, that's make-believe. No, it's not. women in the 50s. My mother was one of them. When she would go grocery shopping, she wore a dress, a hat, and gloves in the early 50s. I'm serious. Just to go grocery shopping, she wore a hat, a dress, and gloves. That's the way it was. When I was in high school, public high school, a little country public high school, my graduating class, 100 students at Herculaneum High School, all the men instructors, including the coaches and the shop teacher, all had to wear a dress shirt and tie, and all the female instructors had to wear a dress. There was no exceptions. No exceptions. Now, if it got to be really cold, ice storm and snowstorm, the female students and the female instructors could wear women's slacks to school, but once I got to school, they had to change their dress. That was the rule. No exceptions. That was public high school. Now, on Fridays, football team, we all were mandated to wear a coat and tie to school on game day. That's the way it was. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-3943.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves.
All right, we are back. Listen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 11th day of November. I recall I had the opportunity to see wanted posters for the most dangerous and violent criminals in the 1930s. And you know the names, Al Capone, John Dillinger, Babyface Nelson, things like, I don't know, I'm not sure there was ever wanted posters for Capone, there might have been. And here's what I found so ironic about these wanted posters FBI wanted posters. The most violent and dangerous criminals in the 1930s were all wearing coats and ties. They were, seriously. And their mugshots, they're all wearing coats and ties. Something my generation knows and many have forgotten, baby boomers, is that T-shirts are underwear. Almost nobody wore T-shirts to school when I was in high school. There was a few, and it was a country high school, and there was a lot of guys that wore blue jeans to school. I never wore blue jeans to school, and T-shirts. That was acceptable within the dress code. But I always wore trousers and a shirt with a collar. And I generally, even today, I almost never go out in public wearing a T-shirt as an outer garment. It's underwear. I may make a quick trip to the hardware store if I'm busy doing work. I may make a quick trip to the hardware store wearing a T-shirt as an outer garment. But I regard it as a decline in civility. Myself, that men and women both wear T-shirts as outer garments. I know it's accepted as being okay in today's society. It's not for me, but if you want to do that, God bless you. It's a free country. At least the last time I checked, you could still wear a T-shirt as an outer garment if you chose to do so. I don't. But I regard it as a decline in our civilization to see people wearing pajamas in public. I see that and I just shake my head. Men and women, these are adults going out in public wearing pajama bottoms as an acceptable form of garment in public. Yeah, right. What kind of, I mean, they're obviously not employed, not in any normal sense of the word. I don't believe employers will, there may be, I need to take that back. There probably are places of employment that allow employees to show up wearing pajama bottoms as a acceptable garment for their employees. I don't know if those places exist, but I'm smart enough to know that they probably do exist, especially in places like California and New York. Washington State, Oregon, the left coast. There probably are places like that. If you're self-employed, obviously. I mean, you dress your attire any way you want to. Nothing I'm going to do is going to change it. Nothing you're going to do is going to change it. It's just simply the way the world is. Great week. Had fun. Be back next Monday. Meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend, and God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.